I feel like I'm 100%. You know, I'm actually just waiting on the doctor's clearance. So I actually get cleared on March 11th, and then my pro day is on the 15th, and I'll be full go.
Is there anything with, you know, all the medical exams that surprised you?
Yeah, how they were pretty blunt. They were pretty upfront as far as moving my knee, twisting it, does that hurt, and everything. But, I mean, it was fine. It's pretty much what I expected. My agent told me they were going to be real aggressive with it and just trying to kind of make it hurt to see if it hurts exactly, but it was fine. Yeah, it was very long. Like, I just got done. I got down there at, I want to say, 8:30. Yeah, it was early, like 9:30. So I've been there all day. I've heard safety, Mike, Sam, Will, inside backer. Some teams joked at running back. I don't think they were serious about that though. But I've heard it all pretty much in the back seven. Fourth and one. I would love to get a carry.
Cincinnati wide receiver Mikel McKay, table three. Cincinnati wide receiver Mikel McKay, table three.
That's the thing. I see myself as a football player. I kind of want the teams to decide for themselves. I feel like I can play at any position. Me personally, I like being off the ball as a Mike, Will, Sam. Even I've heard some roles as a strong safety. I feel like I could do that role as kind of a Cam Chancellor type of role. So I feel like I could get the job done there.
You saw Shaq Thompson, a guy you played against, played on both sides mm-hmm. of the ball.
Georgia wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell, table three. Georgia wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell, table three.
Say that last part again.
Just the fact that he was playing on both sides of the ball and he went to the first round, that gave you a good idea that he was expecting that?
Absolutely, absolutely. To see him play for a Super Bowl contending team and the success that he had this year, I watched every step of the way, every game that was on the TV. I watched him play, and he did phenomenal for a rookie. So. It definitely gives me hope as being a guy
Utah
that was kind of in that same
Nick
type
Vigil,
of mold.
Table six, Utah State linebacker Nick Vigil, table six.
Absolutely.
Kind of prepared yourself to just be patient with this whole thing?
Absolutely. The whole recheck thing, I feel like will be cleared up once I do my pro day. I think all questions will be answered once I do that. So. It was definitely difficult. You know, being injured at that point, we were 3-0 in the season. Our goal was to win a Pac-12 title, win the South, contend for a national title, and kind of when it
Oklahoma
all ended,
the
doctor
Oklahoma
basically told me my season was over with. So I had to make a decision pretty soon, considering the time frame. It's a 4 to 6 month injury where I have to get healed and kind of getting ready for the combine and my pro day and everything. I just had to consider all that, and I just went
Clemson
for it.
Clemson wide receiver Sherrone Peak, table one. Clemson wide receiver Sherrone Peak, table one.
Have you thought of ever coming back? Coming here?
Absolutely. You know, leaving your team, leaving your school, you know, I learned a lot at UCLA. It was tough. I mean, it wasn't an easy decision. It definitely took me time. It was something that I slept on a couple nights, you know, for a week or so. And at the end of the day, I just kind of decided, being behind in school, being behind physically and everything, I felt like the best option for me was to kind of pull out of school and just get
Notre
myself
Dame
right.
Notre Dame defensive tackle Sheldon Day, table four. Notre Dame defensive tackle Sheldon Day, table four.
Absolutely. When we had this discussion, I went. It was kind of bad timing because they had just lost to Arizona State. So we basically sat down face to face, had a talk, and what he said out loud was what he said to me. I mean, he played both sides of the field. I mean, he told me the good and the bad of it. So what he said in the media, it wasn't new to me. Absolutely. My role at UCLA, they really used me off the ball as coverage and covering and everything and really being off the ball and kind of running and chasing things down. So I've been working on my pass rush since I've been there. I mean, we practiced at UCLA. And then kind of when I've been at Fisher Sports Institute, I've been working with Thurman Moore, and he's been getting my pass rushing skills together. So I feel like I'm very capable of doing it. Obviously, I didn't show it very much on film, but I'm capable of doing it. It's just a culture, you know. I kind of followed in those guys' steps. Anthony, with me getting there, Anthony was kind of the beginning. And then I really just watched those two guys. Like, I was in awe of them when I first stepped on campus. I wanted to be just like them. And when Anthony left, it was Eric. And I really just followed Eric, listened to everything he said, watched how serious he took the game. And it's paid off, you know. And I think hopefully the next level of guys, the next wave of guys out of UCLA will follow that same suit.
Miles,
and move around at UCLA, freelancing, or making decisions, will it be different? Do you expect it to be different playing within the team?
Absolutely, absolutely. I expect to be at a specific position. I'm sure some teams may want to move me around. They may see my skill set as being on the ball, off the ball, doing a bunch of different things. But I'm definitely looking forward to just playing one position and just kind of really honing my skills in on that.
Linebacker position and running back position, they do mirror one
another. Absolutely. Absolutely. That was kind of the benefit of doing it in college is being on, you know, they mirror each other like you said. So I know what a running back is thinking. I know what a linebacker is thinking. So that was really the benefit of me doing it and kind of moving to the next level. Mike Backer, a lot of teams are looking at me and Mike Backer. So I could definitely do that. I'm more than capable of doing that. Absolutely. Moving forward, like I said, I learned from guys like Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr, but I had Coach Obrick kind of on me every single day as a freshman, you know, get me right. In my sophomore year, he was he really like perfected my skills and really taught me how much you have to watch film and read keys and read guards and, you know, just the little things of being a linebacker and really becoming a pro. I think he really took my mentality as instead of just going out there and playing football, really knowing what you're doing out there. So I can't thank him enough for that. I met him. It's funny because I went to high school in Washington. I met him at a Jack in the Box. He probably doesn't remember, but I met him at a Jack in the Box. It was like probably 10 at night on like a Friday. He came in and we took a picture with him. He probably doesn't remember it though. Yeah, Bellevue. At Bellevue. It was probably like my junior senior year. What I used to order at Jack in the Box? Yeah, the 99 cent tacos. Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I took my MRI this morning at 7. I had X-rays yesterday. I went through a whole wave of pulling and prodding and questions, and trust me, they swept through every question and everything you could do with a meniscus. So they did their job today. Absolutely, absolutely. It was scary, you know, because I knew something wasn't right. I didn't exactly know it was right. I couldn't straighten my knee, so it was definitely a frightening experience, and it was tough for me. Again, like leaving and everything, and you're injured for the first time in your life, and you can't do what you love to do. It's tough, but you know, it's actually been a blessing. You know, I've kind of moving forward and going to Fisher Institute and just learning how to work out and revamping my body and get my legs stronger. It's giving me like a whole new appreciation for the game, you know. Absolutely. She, mom, she's been there every step of the way. From the moment she heard I got injured, she flew down and was cooking for me and I couldn't walk and stuff. So she was helping me around the house and everything. But, yeah, she's been a big part, kind of that emotional mom, you know, TLC and everything like that. But, yeah, she's definitely been a big part. Favorite meal, tacos.
My last question, what's one of the best things that you learned from Kendricks and Barr?
Well, it's two different styles. So Anthony was just a gamer. You know, he would just come out and just, no matter if we were losing or winning, or he just brought that same motor every single play. And then with Eric, I really learned the preparation aspect. Like, I remember in meetings, Coach Brick would ask, like, in 2x2 formation, what are the three plays they were running? Eric would know it on the spot. So, like, I really picked that up from his game of just him studying and him really paying attention to film instead of just watching guys run the ball, watching guys score touchdowns and stuff like that. He's looking at linemen. He's looking at what they're running in this in third and one, you know, situations and stuff like that. So I learned a lot from him.
What would it be like to play with those guys again?
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. That would be really cool. That would be really cool. That's my job to go out there and erase it. You know, it's definitely I don't have any issues, any character flaws or anything like that. I haven't done anything bad. So, I mean, really the medical question is the only question people have. And I feel like I can erase all that in my pro day.
How do you balance that pro day? You want to go as hard as you can without getting thinking about it?
I think we'll have a specific regimen. Like, I plan to go out there and jump, do all my drills, hopefully run my 40. That's really the thing, because I just got cleared on the 22nd. So from this day forward, it's been a month and 2 days that I've been running. And really, I haven't been running since I've been here, because I've been, you know, doing this and everything. So I kind of lost a little bit of time. But we're going to see where I'm at. That's definitely my goal, though, is just erase all doubt of this injury and just, you know, just really solidify my position in this draft. I would say that would be a mistake if they did that. Like I said, I plan on doing my pro day, so if they feel like there's a red flag or anything, that's my job to go out there and get rid of it. So that would be a big mistake if they did that and they slept on me. Brent Hundley, yeah, he's doing his thing up in Green Bay. He loves it up there. And, yeah, he's doing good. I talk to him every once in a while. Just keep up with them, hit them up. You know, it's typical UCLA stuff, how you doing and stuff like that. But, yeah, he's loving it up in Green Bay. Yeah, he just said it's going to be a lot of questions. You're not going to sleep, which is true. And it's going to be a long couple of days, but it's going to be a fun process. My goal for the 40 would be anywhere in the 4.5, low 4.6. That would be my goal. Coming back from only having a limited amount of time, if I ran that, I would be perfectly fine with that. Pre-injury, it's 4.4, definitely. 4.4 area, but kind of coming in this from this injury, 4.5, 4.6, I'm cool with that. I haven't met with teams yet. We're actually just doing that, just starting that tonight. So, me or Paul Perkins? oh wow, you're gonna make me do this right now. I say it's a tie. All right, yeah.